The vantage point from which a person sees a decision has a tremendous impact on what decision they will make. So just as a photographer tries to find the best possible angle from which to photograph their subject, you'll want to find the best possible perspective from which to view your proposal. Next, having found the best angle, you'll want to help the other person view your proposal from that angle, from that perspective. In other words, you won't simply tell them what you can see from that perspective. You'll move the other person so that they see the issue from that perspective. For example, Jeff worked hard to make sure Jill viewed the issue of whether or not to move from the perspective of doing what was right for the children versus satisfying Jeff's passion for golf. And he did so because he knew the vantage point from which Jill viewed the decision would have a tremendous impact on what decision would be made. But how exactly do you move the other person so that they see what you're proposing from the best possible perspective? Well, generally speaking, you frame the issue. Now, to properly frame an issue, you might want to influence the terms or language or wording that is used to describe the issue, the assumptions that underlie the issue, the expectations surrounding the issue, what the issue is compared to or contrasted with, what existing storyline or narrative in the other person's mind this decision fits into, what principles apply to this issue and how they are prioritized, what options are available to resolve the issue, what needs to be proven to decide the issue, who needs to prove it, and the degree of proof required, and so on. To move the other person so that they see the proposal from the best possible perspective, you'll want to frame the issue. You'll want to understand the underpinnings of the issue at hand and then influence them to be in your favor.